Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Kyrie! Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 8. The fact is, no one's ever really balled quite like Kyrie. Kyrie is the most, I really do think he has... He's certainly on a short list of the most skilled players who ever lived.
I got a quick story for you. So yesterday, I was doing my pod with Coach K, The Limits on NPR. Check it out. Really dope. Mm-hmm. And you know, we were talking about like the nuances of basketball, Max. I think you'll appreciate this. So one, the first, and he talked about he saw Stephen Curry do different things about practicing all his dribble moves in a really tight window box and saying how he has the best release. Max, I need your attention here. I think it's disrespectful when you text other people while I'm talking to you.
I am not texting. No, I'm getting information.
I need your eye contact here, Max.
Oh God. You know this is radio. No one can see
that. Well, I can see you.
All right, go ahead.
I can see you.
So he said that Kyrie, when he first came on campus, talked about quadrants on the backboard and had seven quadrants on the backboard. Seven. About his layup package. So you know how you say he has the best layup package in the game? Talk about he would hit all these different quadrants on the backboard with different English spins because he wanted to make sure that he can get his shot over the reach of anybody in the game of basketball, even Yao Ming at the height of 7'6".
Yeah, and by the way, it shows up. He has the best layup package of all time.
English spin, huh?
Yeah, English.
English. Well,
on the backboard. English, but quadrants on the, like, so the top right would be like quadrant four.
Huh?
No Jamaican spin.
No.
No Jamaican. Yeah, why is there no
Put
Jamaican
a little English
spin?
On it.
Why is there no African spin? What's going on?
Will you stop?
Why you open the door? I'm just walking through it.
No, I just.
Very imperial of Kyrie to put all the English spin on.
Why is it called English spin?
No Spanish, none of that.
The English spin is when it goes in. Yeah. When you're successful, it's English.
Just some of the stuff that they come up with to describe.
What happened?
Things.
It didn't go in. Oh, that was French spin. Never mind. That was Spanish spin. It didn't go in.
You know, I really need to know this.
Be careful. Be careful, because when you call in a game, Jay, you may say, you know, you get to call in an NBA game next year.
Yeah.
And somebody from another country misses a shot. And
Nigerian spin.
Will you stop?
What? Just...
Nigerian spin. He missed it, right? It's a Nigerian spin. He made it an English spin. Lithuanian spin.
Lithuanian spin that doesn't even hit the backboard, right? You got to. All right, listen, Jay.
Jay no longer is at ESPN.
Yep. Well, you did it to me.
Kendrick Perkins, because Perk, ESPN NBA analyst, all over this. What Kyrie... Who there's been speculation, Kyrie, maybe. Could he wind up on the Knicks, the Lakers, the Clippers? Is he posturing? Is he trying to get some leverage in a negotiation? What Kyrie means for KD, according to Kendrick Perkins?
They better find a way to get the deal done and find a way to keep Kyrie Irving. Because I'm going to tell you something. A brother that's probably not happy right now is Kevin Durant. And he's not, it's not that he's pissed off with Kyrie Irving. He's pissed off with the Brooklyn Nets. Look, I'm telling you this right now, Stephen A. If I'm KD and the Brooklyn Nets don't get this deal done with Kyrie Irving and Kyrie Irving leaves the Brooklyn Nets to sign with somebody else like the Lakers and LeBron James, if I'm Kevin Durant, I want out. And I want out fast.
See, I understand what Big Perk is talking about. You know, you came here because of Kyrie, and all of a sudden Kyrie decides to do something different. So why even bring this up, Jay, about these different teams if that's not the case? If you strongly believe, and you kind of dialed into this thing, believe that he's going to stay with Brooklyn, why even bring up the other teams? Why even talk about the Knicks? Why even talk about the Lakers if it's not going anywhere? Why even bring it up?
Because I want my money. I want every ounce of my money. That's why you bring it up. The reality is, and once we kind of debunked that theory, because the reality is, I don't know if the Lakers are going to move heaven to earth with some of their cap restrictions to get a Kyrie Irving in the first place, right? You know, the Knicks situation, I don't even think that would work for the Knicks. I've never known Kyrie to be a Knicks fan, nor would he want to do that. So I think it's all about leverage on the marketplace. And by the way, to his last point, like the fear that it puts in the hearts of Brooklyn Nets fans and management for Sean Marks, if you understand the connectivity between Kyrie and KD to begin with how they came here, right? I mean, now you're thinking, if I make a move to get Kyrie Irving somewhere else, even though it could give us the best odds to win a championship, I have to get KD to buy into that. And if they're as thick as thieves as we know they are, KD ain't buying into that.
So if you're Sean Marks, why even play that game then? If you know that, they thick as thieves, and you know all what you're saying, why even test that? Why even play that game to tee off KD? Why even do that?
Because even though Kevin Durant never said anything, I do wonder if things last year got to him a little bit.
Is
quietly,
it possible?
Internally. And I wonder if that's Sean Marks really posturing Kevin Durant saying, okay, like, let's see how you really feel about this, KD.
Is Sean Marks an excellent GM?
Yes.
Is it possible, Jay? I'm just asking we're exploring possibilities here. Is it possible that he looks at KD and Kyrie, looks at the age, looks at the injury history of both players, and thinks, if we move them, if like Kyrie really wants to go and we do a sign and trade, whatever, and think of what we could get for KD and Kyrie, and I could get such a wealth of picks and young players back. Yes. Yes,
but
you could.
You're getting wealth of picks and young players.
Yep.
You have to win a champion. KD is, what, 33, 34?
Yep.
Hit the reset button.
What's your window? Well, you're hitting the reset button.
No, I'm saying with KD also, Jay.
Yeah, but you're hitting it for another how much longer you think KD's going to, with his injury history, is he going to play at a very, very high level?
But I'm saying if I'm the Nets, I'm moving them both.
You're moving them both?
Yep.
You just them.
Yep.
But it ain't working out.
I'm trying to figure out why you asked the question. You asked the question, Key, why would they even do it like this?
Yeah.
I'm just exploring the possibility. What if they figure, we'd far prefer to have them both. But if we can't do it the right way.
And Kevin's not buying into me wanting to pay Kyrie less money to protect the organization, and he's mad at us, and there's suitors out there for Kyrie, but Kevin's mad at us because we have to make an internal business decision from an economic standpoint, because if we give him the max and he goes down, now what?
Now we can get a lot for Kyrie, but we can get anything we want for KD.
I go back to this. If they're willing to, if that's hypothetically, Max, the way they feel, they just have to be ready to have a lot of egg on their face, because you had that before you had KD and Kyrie.
But did you really?
You had Spencer Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie is a nice player.
Jared Allen, who was an all-star.
Yep,
you had a lot of incredible
All nice
pieces.
Players, but no difference makers on the highest level.
Agreed, but you were building towards something different. So you do have the stable piece in Ben Simmons. I hear what you're saying. If you're telling me you're going to trade KD, I still think that sounds absurd.
It does, of course. That's why I said, hey, you know, like, we're just exploring possibilities. I'm trying to figure out a motivation, because Key is right. Why would you press these buttons if you're just posturing, though? It's too transparent. When you're negotiating, you have to be willing to walk away or your bluff is going to get called, right? So to me, Sean Marks has got to have that in the back of his mind. Or doesn't have to. Let me rephrase. It's possible. He has that in the back of his mind. If that's why I started by saying, is he an excellent GM? Because if he is an excellent GM, then he's got to be considering that in order to make it right.
I think he is an excellent GM, but I'm curious. Like, he's never had to deal with these type of personalities before throughout his career.
But by now, Jay, this is going on the third season together.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that he would understand the personalities by now, as if, you know, just think, me and you, we work together, and we thick as thieves, but you want X amount of money, and they're not willing to come to you. And I go to Dave, and I go to the other people, and I say, look, man, you know, if they ain't taking care of my dude, we getting ready to get up out of here. They got to know that I'm serious about that. So if they trying to play games with you,
they're going to play, yeah.
And that's what Max is saying. If they playing games with Kyrie's money, it's not going to make KD happy.
Unless, that's what I said before, unless even though he didn't say anything publicly, KD feels slightly differently because of stuff that's happened last year. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that would be the one reason why, if you're Sean Marks, you would posture, right?
Because you know that KD ain't all in on Kyrie.
Or like maybe he's 80%, but that's different than him. That's what I'm saying. That's different than the 95% it used to be. So you're trying to see how much wiggle room you realistically have here to get what you need from Kyrie.
But what if Kyrie says, bump this, I'm out. Now KD is like, man, y'all didn't get it done.
Yeah,
I want
I'm out.
And before it gets to that and the whole league knows their leverage is compromised, if you feel, I got to pull the trigger, I got to get ahead of this, then you can get anything you want for KD. And the difference between the team you could construct in Brooklyn now.
Are you still about trading KD right
now? I'm saying I'm exploring the possibility. The difference between the team you described in Brooklyn before and the team you could potentially put together is you can have that same sort of young Jared Allen kind of team with Dinwiddie and this one and that one, but also a foundational level player if you can acquire one of those in a trade with KD. You see what I'm saying? I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's impossible.
I think you just take such a far step back. They're the second odds-on favorite to win a world championship.
Yeah, but Kyrie out of there, what you going to do?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com. You want to take calls on this? I wonder what people feel about this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Should the Nets move on from both KD and Kyrie?
Jeez.
Sports
How do we
talk
get here?
Radio. Gotta love it.
How do we get here?
All right.
Peyton Manning gives you a total sense, a different set of anxiety. I'd much rather go against Tom Brady every day of the week than to go against Peyton Manning.
That's how you feel.
I believe that's how everybody feels.
Interesting.
Look, I would agree with Bart on this from the standpoint of how Peyton Manning changed the game. Peyton's command and control at the line of scrimmage.
You sleep at night like, damn. With Tom Brady, it was more about Bill Belichick, the entire team, the execution, like them having a game plan.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com. And Dominican Sue, a three-time All-Pro defensive tackle, joins us now. Look at this. We got everybody on this show. What's going on, Ndamukong Suh? Welcome to the show.
Nothing much. How are you guys?
What's happening, big baby? Can't stay away from me, huh?
Nah, not at all. I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Ndamukong, I know we're going to talk about this sports stuff, but I'm going to need you to put me on this real estate game because I know you you are fluent in that language, my brother. So we have to talk offline about that. Hmm.
I'm happy to give you the insights that I have. I got great mentors, to say the least.
So, but you have to make sure. Are you talking about NFTs, Jay, or the real estate?
Real estate.
Because Jay is a property magnate in the virtual universe.
My portfolio is diversified, Max. My portfolio.
It's diversified.
These dudes, man.
Bart Scott said players feared Peyton Manning more than they feared Tom Brady, and still fear Tom Brady, I guess. Is he right? Dominican, is he right?
Yes, sir. I don't know about that one. I mean, I've only played against Peyton a couple times, but it seems like my entire career until we became teammates, I played against Tom, whether he was at the Patriots or going against him in practice. And when he's on fire in the nice groove, which he is majority of the time, still playing at a high level, he's definitely difficult to go against.
When you guys went into the meeting room, and you got your defensive game plan together, was it challenging putting that game plan together for Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, or was it pretty much the same knowing that you had to slow both of them down?
No, it's pretty much the same. You got to slow both of them down and take away their first reads and really give the opportunity for the D-line to get back there, because if you don't do that as a secondary, it's going to be a long, long day.
Speaking of Brady, who had a better day doing their championship parade? Tom Brady in the tequila tripping all over himself, or Klay Thompson yesterday tripping all over himself and also taking out a fan?
I would probably say Tom. You never want to take out a fan, and it seems that's the kind of the Cali way of somebody is getting hurt during a parade, whether it was Stafford or Clay, as I'm hearing now.
And Ndamukong Suh, three-time All-Pro defensive tackle, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Ndamukong, we were talking about this earlier about Lamar Jackson, about, you know, the contract that potentially he should get, or if he should play and gamble another year. I'm curious, would you go to camp without an extension if you were Lamar or Kyler Murray this season?
I think with the Lamar situation, it's very hard pressed for me to be happy in camp and want to be in my fully immersed self in football if I don't have an extension and I'm the leader of this organization and this team. Kyler's a little bit different from a spec perspective. He's 2 years away from having an extension, and it may be a little too early, but also it may not be, because he's proven that he can play and they can win. Although they haven't gotten to the playoffs and gone on an extended run, I think it's something that the team should consider, especially if you consider him as a 5 to 10 year quarterback for your organization.
On the Lamar kick real quick, and down, because, like, would you, if is it 250? Like, do I need 250 and that's, or 230 guaranteed? Excuse me, Deshaun Watson's contract. Or, like, is it slightly less than that? Like, don't you think he should demand that or more?
Without question, he should demand that, if not more. That's what the going rate is. So Deshaun set the market, and now it's allowing all the younger guys below him to be able to advance off of that. And that's just the way the method of the madness is, the way the game goes. He's a quarterback. He's QB1 for his team, just like Deshaun.
Ndamukong Suh, three-time All-Pro defensive tackle, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You are a free agent right now, just sitting tight and waiting for the phone call. Suh, we talked about it yesterday on NFL Live. Do you have a specific geographic location in mind? Not necessarily team, but just a geographic location that you may want to sign with? What team in that location?
I specifically don't have a geographical location because I live bi-coastal throughout the year. But obviously, I just want to look for a great situation where we have an opportunity to win. And a guy like myself can come in and be a linchpin to getting us over the hump and getting to that championship to go and win it. So that's really how I'm dialing in and looking at all the different options that have been placed in front of me and kind of going from there.
Does it matter if it's a 3-4 or 4-3 front? Or does it? You don't really care because you can play in or tackle?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I would say if I was in my younger days when I first got into the league and really enjoyed the 4-3 system, being around Jim Washburn and Chris Kocurek, who was leading that charge over there with the 49ers, but then the last 3-4 years been in a 3-4 defense with Todd Bowles, I can be versatile in both fronts, and I enjoyed both of them because there's just different ways you can attack the quarterback and get after that particular offense.
Ndamukong Suh, ladies and gentlemen, as has been mentioned, three times, this is the third time we'll mention it, three-time All-Pro defensive tackle. Thanks, Ndamukong. Thanks for joining and jumping
brother.
On with us this
I morning. Hit you on IG, man. Let's connect.
No question. I look forward to it.
Yeah. Me too. I'll hit you on IG.
Yeah.
DMing.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah. You got the terminology down.
NFT me, right? Am I right, Jay?
That's no.
No, you don't NFT me?
You are
no.
So disappointing.
Oh, I thought maybe you get. I got
it. You're going to be the disappointing brother. That I just like, fungible. Oh, here's my brother Keyshawn. And
I got a fungible guy. Token Next. Me.
We're going to no? Twitch him.
Twitch him. Fungible.
Stop.
Hey, Jay, I have a real question about this. I have a real question about this, Jay.
Yes.
You said like a non-fungible token about a moment in time that you're capturing, right?
I don't want to hear
Couldn't
about
someone else
before.
Just make a different token about the same moment in time? No one owns a moment in time. So now you have two non-fungible tokens about the same moment?
Are you confusing? Are you talking about Top Shot? Are you talking about, well, the NBA owns the rights? So
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No,
I literally
you don't.
Don't know
That's
the words.
Why.
I don't know what the words mean.
If it's not green with a president in the middle, don't talk to me.
Anthony and Saratoga, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Die hard Brooklyn Nets fan. Been one since the days of being 12 and 70, and they're playing in New Jersey. And I mean, KD's the best player franchise has ever had, best player franchise will ever have. And the Nets, you know, as a franchise, they don't have the reputation of a team like the Lakers or Boston or Miami. So I don't think they're the type of team that will be able to replace these guys. So wasting this situation, I think, really hurts their reputation, and your ceiling without them is just never going to come close to your ceiling with them.
Yeah, it's possible. You know what I want to focus on, though, guys? When he says he really loves the show, think about this. Of course, you get it for free. And not only that, but you can watch it on TV and not miss a thing because we're on the radio. So you're getting the kids ready, you're getting ready for work, whatever. You go right from TV, you turn us on, there we still are, for free, your whole morning. Of course you love us.
I agree with Anthony, man. You can't move on from KD.
Why are you focusing on KD? I'm focusing on us. Curtis in North Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
North Carolina!
What's going on, guys?
What's good, Curtis? Talk to me, brother.
Ain't nothing, man. Let me talk to y'all real quick, man. And I'm surprised y'all kind of missing this point, right? So we're talking about the Kyrie, right? Mm-hmm. If the Nets want to move away from Kyrie and KD's mad enough to move away, I think what we're leaning towards and what we have to consider is that this is a copycat league. Most major sports are copycat leagues, right? Can we agree that most dynasties are built out of the draft? I want to touch on that because I want to know what dynasties have not been built around a draft. And I'll let you guys
do you count that. Miami because they drafted Dwayne Wade
up
high.
Dwayne Wade,
but
yeah.
But that was one chip. But then they brought in Shaq. They brought in LeBron and Bosh. But does that still count as a draft because Wade was the magnet?
But they did use assets that they had procured through the draft and free agency to acquire those individuals
as
well.
And he counts because you always got to have one or two of your main pieces that was already in place.
Yeah.
The dream team scenario doesn't work in professional sports.
Well, Jay, you have to acquire the pieces. It's not just going to be three free agents. That's hard to do anyway because you can't get them in under the cap. At least one of them needs to be there. So I wouldn't say, like, for example, the Lakers, not a dynasty, but they won a championship. Even though they traded draft picks and assets, that wasn't through the draft that they did
it.
They did it through trades and free agents.
Unfortunately.
Or trades, anyway.
It was in the bubble.
Well, okay,
and I'm a Laker
dynasty.
Fan.
Dynasty that's been built not through the draft.
It wasn't
dynasty.
A regular season, so to speak. And I'm not diminishing my championship. But I just know.
A little bit.
No, I'm not. I just know that when you're talking about this, you got to factor in a little bit of the bubble.
Look,
you know,
the Knicks, when I was a kid and I was a big Knicks fan, in the season, what was it? Where they were it was a shortened season, right? When the Spurs won, had the Knicks won a championship. I would have, it's a great championship.
You would have taken
it. Of course, all day been psyched, but if someone said, it was a shortened season, I
wouldn't
know what they mean.
Jay was going to say it was in the bubble anyway. That's why I beat him to it. I know this dude. That's why I beat him to it. Cut it off right at the,
I am going to pose the question back to you, though, Max, on this one about dynasties. If you're the Brooklyn Nets, if you're Joe Tsai, or if you're Sean Marks, the pie in the sky scenario, of course you want to create a dynasty. But if you get one or two chips out of it, that's worth it, right?
Yes, KD is entering his age 34 season. And so, yes, I think that would be their preference. But I wonder if they think if we're not bluffing and we, like, could we possibly go down this other path? Maybe. It's not impossible, right? Is it impossible? 888, say ESPN.
Anything is possible!
The Nets moving on from both KD and Kyrie?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
we're not going to ever give him the respect, I mean, that he probably deserves. And that's just the way it is. And like I say, the game hasn't changed. Kobe said it. LeBron said it. And so we're going to hold him to the same high standard.
Whether he won a championship or not with the Warriors, how he did it, he drove the bus. He talks about driving a bus, right? Like, maybe it wasn't his bus, but he took the keys and he drove it. And he was the best player on that team.
See, we can gloss over what Charles Barkley said. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Charles Barkley, one of the great entertainers in modern American life. But he was very specific. He's like, you do that with KD because of the standard you hold him to. KD is held to the highest possible standard. His skill set, the package of KD as a player, size, talent, skill, the whole thing. He should be in the GOAT debate, right? But in order to get in that debate, it's not just the numbers you put up and this and that and your skills package. It's what you do in a team game. So he's being held to a Michael Jordan, LeBron James standard.
Well, essentially, I don't even want to compare Michael Jordan, Kevin Durant, right? Because MJ's in a whole nother deal. Right. But there's three guys that come to mind for me that kind of did it on their own.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant, when Shaq left, Shaq went to Miami and won. Then Kobe had to follow that up with victories by himself, so to speak,
as the
number
one guy. Because Powell was a beast.
As the main dog. I said that, right, Max? Then you look at LeBron James. He goes to Miami. He had to get three. Okay, never mind. I'll go back to Cleveland, and I had to go get a few people, but I'm the main dog. I did it as the main dog. I didn't join the Golden State Warriors. I think this happens to Kevin Durant because, you know, Jay, he goes to a 73-win team, gets two, had already won a championship, went to another championship without him. Then he leaves. He goes to Brooklyn, and he's in neutral. So that's why
he's getting Golden State wins.
So now
like
he's being scrutinized for that. Is it right? I mean, you could argue it is, but then at the same time, it doesn't really matter to
you
me.
You can follow the public's logic here. You can follow the logic.
Can we go back? Didn't Chuck already say this about Kevin Durant? He already said this. He said this before. We've talked about this topic. Like we talked about, because we went into like the bus driver, all that stuff. This
but
is
new
like,
resonance because Steph just won Finals MVP
now
and the
talking
Golden
about
State Warriors won.
But like I get it. So like it becomes like, hey, like, and to his credit, like Key the other day, like once Golden State won, he's like, Jay, I'm telling you, they're gonna start talking about that dude across the East River the same way. And like you're just seeing this flood. It's coming, right? Like now KD needs to win one. So here's what I will say for Kevin Durant. He's already won two world championships. I agree with CJ McCollum by saying his greatness is already unlocked to me. I already know who he is. But there is another element, another layer to it for KD. It's about one of the things that people don't talk about for LeBron, Key, is when LeBron came over to L.A., and it's something that we're still talking about with LeBron, is about the fact Rich Paul clutch, how he's utilizing all these, like, GM, right? There is a part of KD now in order to get this done with some of the pieces with Ben Simmons. How's that matching up with Joe Harris? Who are some of these pieces that you can plug in? How do you work on that relationship with Kyrie and Sean Marks? The GM factor for Kevin Durant.
I was talking about this yesterday. For better or for worse, whether it's good or bad, fair or not, in Once Upon a Time, Larry Bird was born into an NBA with Red Auerbach as the GM. So he got him Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish.
Michael Jordan,
Magic
Jerry Krause.
Michael Jordan. They got him Scottie Pippen and developed him. And then they got Horace Grant. Later on, they acquired Dennis Rodman in the second three-peat. Tony Kukoc, ridiculous. Magic Johnson. Oh, he's on the same team with Kareem. And Jerry West gets him James Worthy. LeBron. They were not doing the same thing for him. And he was like, I will be damned. Look, by the way, Kobe Bryant, here's Shaq. Kobe had to threaten to leave before they got him, pal, right? LeBron was like, I'll be damned if I'm going to go through my career and they won't trade J.J. Hickson for Amari Stoudemire even. So he did his own thing. And since LeBron did that, KD did not exactly the same thing, but we now start to judge these super-duper best players in the league guys by not only how great they are as players, but how great they are as GMs. That's part of it. It's now become part of the equation, I feel.
But I do believe, Max, they have enough right now to win a world championship. It's about getting everybody to buy in. You will have questions around Bruce Brown, a piece that they should try to get back. But having Joe Harris, having Seth Curry, having your side, I mean, questions about the older sides that they have on the back end, like Blake Griffin and company. But, I mean, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, KD, and the supporting cast is enough to win a world championship.
Deion in New Jersey. What you got, Deion? Should the Nets move on from both KD and Kyrie?
Hey, how you doing? This is Deion.
What up, Deion?
Jersey. Hey, man, I just wanted to say I wouldn't be surprised if KD did want to leave, because the Nets had a chance to play Kyrie and they didn't play him when they could have. So if Kyrie wants out, I wouldn't blame KD for wanting out also. The Nets tried to flex their muscles.
In other words, when
he could have played all away games, right?
But right. They chose and the not Nets to have thought, no, we need to keep a cohesive unit.
So we haven't really talked about that. That's a great point, Deion. The fact that a major portion of the games that he's missed were because the Nets didn't want him to play because he would have been a distraction for the team. And then when KD decided to speak up on that, that's when the Nets all of a sudden changed their mind about having him come back and play.
Yeah, but you can't blame the Nets in that situation, because that was at the beginning stages of all of the rules and all the different stuff. Although
he was allowed to play road games.
I know, but the
everyone
Nets,
was figuring out the world.
Everyone was still figuring out the world.
Yeah, but everybody else was playing, man.
Yeah, but
Bradley Beal, all these other guys were unvaccinated. They were playing all their Jonathan Isaac down in Orlando. They were all playing their games.
Yeah. I mean,
Here's
the thing. No one has a crystal ball for the future. The Nets, the issue I have with the Nets is then they went back on what they were doing. They didn't stay consistent. So for that, why weren't you doing that since the beginning? And to me, that's an acknowledgement. If we could do it again, we wouldn't have done it this way.
Yeah, and they probably figured with James Harden and Kevin Durant that was enough into such due time.
Yeah.
That's what they probably figured.
It's not actually bad thought process. It just didn't happen. It didn't work out.
I see you spitting knowledge, Deion. Okay.
Yeah. Deion started out by going over information we'd already gone over. He's Deion from New Jersey. But
like
boy,
crime.
Then he dropped some. He dropped a gem. All right. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hang on the lines, because we're gonna hear from you about Kevin Durant and Kyrie. What should the Nets do? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Much more on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You still have to win a championship as the guy, as the bus driver. Listen, he joined this, that team had already won a championship, so no disrespect, that's just a fact.
It was him and Kyrie, didn't it? Bring in James Harden. The team's right there. It just never worked out.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I mean, are you saying that I have never Googled, like, can you wear this kind of tie with this kind of shirt? Yeah, man, I have.
I'm just saying, when people say you can Google anything these days, you've always been able to Google
anything.
Yeah, but.
What do you mean, but?
Yeah, it's used more nowadays, Jay. Within the last 10 years, people just run to Google for everything.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Can you eat this?
It's like when somebody's like, I found out a lot about this guy from his Wikipedia page. I'm like,
But it's become part of, it's like when Navs came out, suddenly you didn't know how to get anywhere anymore without a Nav, right? Because you started, there comes a point where our brains become reliant on the new technology. You know anyone's phone number anymore?
Yes.
I know really?
A lot of people's phone numbers by heart.
I don't know by heart.
I know
maybe,
all my family's
maybe
by heart.
Three numbers by heart.
See?
What?
That's most people. That's three, four, really? Five,
I don't know
most.
Any of my kids' numbers by heart.
No.
What? Not one.
I know my wife's, my
I know
mom's, my
wife.
Dad's,
I don't know
family
my kids'
numbers
by heart. I got it in my phone.
I know my wife's.
Best friends.
I know my wife's in my childhood phone number from that we have forever. That's the only numbers I really know off the top of my head.
I know credit card numbers by heart.
And
I know in case
ESPN, and I know ESPN's Bristol number by heart.
Yeah. But that's a simple one.
Just in case I need to call.
I know Dave Roberts' number by heart, our boss.
Did you short change me here?
Because when I see that come up on my phone, I'm like, oh, boy.
But that's the same thing with Google, though. Like, it's not. Yes, it's been around forever, but it's reached a point now where we have given part of our brains over to Google. I don't have to worry about it. I just Google that.
Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Google is a verb now.
Should I do that?
Yeah. People say just Google it.
Well, Jay, it's been that way for years. Where have you been?
No, it has not, Max.
Where have you been?
Yeah, we would just.
If you guys could see Max right now. It's like,
what? I'm deadpan. Completely serious. Where have you been?
What's the last thing you Googled? Go through your Google history.
What's an NFT? Probably.
What's an NFT? I'm going to tell you the last thing I Googled. Key's not going to his phone. Key is not.
Max Googled.
No, the last thing I Googled was a restaurant. I needed to see the menu.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to play you a clip from Dr. Katz, this old TV show.
Uh-huh.
That there was a comedy bit on there that related to something we were talking about, but then the commercial ended. I didn't have time to do it.
Really,
that's the last thing I Googled.
How about this question, Max? When you type in Google, what do you type in your phone? Do you go www.google.com?
No, I just write the word. Yeah.
There you go.
And I usually misspell it, and I don't even have to worry about that because
Google?
It'll fix it
no,
for me.
No, not misspell Google. Misspell what he's looking for.
Yeah, and I don't even. As long as you get close enough,
as long as you get close enough, it pops up.
Wait, you guys go to Google to Google stuff?
No, I don't
go to Google. You just go to the top bar.
Yeah, you go to the top bar.
This is coming up because my intern for the summer, Isabella, was Googling, what was she Googling?
Hood pretty.
You should be able to get that from context,
and
I would say.
She did that in the Urban Dictionary.
So many questions about hood pretty.
What did the Urban Dictionary say about hood pretty, Isabella?
I found on the Urban Dictionary. Jeez.
Max. All right, you know, we'll really reveal that coming up.
Yeah.
She's very pristine.
Yes. Mm. That's a great way of saying it.
Mm, interesting. We'll be back in 10 seconds.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We're not going to ever give him the respect, that he probably deserves. And that's just the way it is. And like I say, the game hasn't changed. Kobe said it. LeBron said it. And so we're going to hold him to the same high standard.
Whether he won a championship or not with the Warriors, how he did it, he drove the bus. He talks about driving a bus, right? Like, maybe it wasn't his bus, but he took the keys and he drove it. And he was the best player on that team.
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something.
Can we just get back into what we were talking about, Max, real quick?
Well, okay, we were talking about Googling stuff because there was a discussion about off mic about hood pretty that Key had brought up. And I have an intern named Isabella who was Googling what hood pretty meant.
I did not ask her to Google it.
No, but
at all.
She wanted to know.
She was ear hustling.
Yeah.
And heard our conversation.
Google that, ear hustling.
And decided to.
No, don't get distracted.
Decided to take up on her own and do it.
Yeah.
Yes. And she said, I Googled a hood pretty. And I'm like, what?
So now we're going to bring her on the show.
So you should be able to know that from context, but I understand wanting more precise definitions at times. What did it say, Isabella?
What does it say?
Can you read the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Hood. I don't read the last part. I wouldn't advise you to read the last part, yes.
Hood pretty, a type of attractiveness, not traditional attractive features, but still having sex appeal.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's it. Okay. There it is. Okay.
All right. So I understand why someone, even if they get it from context.
No, don't say that.
No, okay. I can say the last part.
A
positive twist on a hood rat.
Okay, fine. I could understand.
I was protecting
Isabella. Yeah, protecting
Isabella. Isabella. Yes.
Endanger yourself. Yes. You threw yourself down.
I can say it. Max, you.
What's that?
Never mind.
You may not want to say the last part, Max. We like having you on the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, we like having you on the show.
See, we have a Jewish guy and two black guys. We're covered. We've covered certain bases.
Certain bases.
Now we have an intern, female intern. We've covered some bases. Listen.
A pristine intern.
That could be misinterpreted, by the way. I think we should find a different
A pristine intern.
But I understand why you would Google something, even when you get it from context. Sometimes precise definitions are good to know. Nothing wrong with that.
Are you getting a precise definition from Urban Dictionary?
Well, that's a good. That's a whole separate point, but it's a good one. All right, Stephen in Queens. What do you do with KD and Kyrie if you're the Nets?
First of all, good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak to all three of you. I listen to your show every day, and thank you for having me on. Okay, so I think the Brooklyn Nets should hold on to both of them. They move heaven and earth to get them there. I think they need to stick with their decision. With the addition of Ben Simmons and a few other blue-collar workers that can accommodate them, like Jay Will said, if everyone buys in, those guys can achieve a championship.
Yeah, and everybody could buy in, Jay. There's no question about it. But when somebody wants their money and you're toying around with an individual athlete's money,
why?
It makes things uncomfortable. And that person feels like no matter what has happened in the past, you feel a certain way about him. You could take Aaron Judge, for instance. The Yankees played around with his money, Max. Mm-hmm. And now he's on straight fire. They're probably going to be in the World Series, whether they win it or lose it. He's going to be the reason that they got there. Now that number goes up. No matter if they come to him and say, I'll give you $489 million, he may say, all right, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to take $375 million for somebody else.
People
off
get
GP,
hard feelings.
You're right. Off GP. Yeah. You're right.
And that could happen with Kyrie Irving.
That's why I'm wondering. The reason this came up is because I got to wonder. It's so transparent what the Nets are doing. They must have, at some level, Sean Marks has to be thinking, if need be, here's the escape hatch.
You know this, Jay, as an athlete. We don't mind communicating about our money, okay? We don't mind. If you say we can't give it to you, we can only give you this because we want to do some other stuff, fine. But when you start acting like I'm not worth what I'm worth, then you're going to make me feel a certain way. You're just going to make me feel a certain way. And if they're coming at Kyrie and saying to him, we want to protect ourselves because you've missed a number of games, not due to injury, but whatever narrative that's out there about the vaccination, him missing, about the unrest in our country, him missing games.
And maybe something else comes down the pike and he's like, you know what, this is bigger than basketball.
Yeah, but the problem with that is you don't trust me now.
I also think there needs to be, we need to look at this from the Kyrie Irving perspective too now, because we're always talking about what the Nets need from Kyrie. So if I'm Kyrie, I'm saying, okay, look, I need my money, but in return, our communication, how I communicate to you about how I'm feeling, about stuff that's going on, I'm going to let you in. Because I think that's also a part of this whole equation, is that they haven't necessarily known all the ways that Kyrie has been affected by different things, and they don't find out until later, which is why they have a reason to pause here.
You know what else Stephen brought up from Queens that I thought's a real good point? The supporting cast, like whatever you want. Joe Harris went away in the playoffs a couple years ago. But Joe Harris is one of the best three-point shooters in the game, and he's a good perimeter defender.
Yes.
And he was not there. Like, that's a big piece to miss, right? So they were really snake-bit the last couple of years, the Nets. And still they almost knocked out the eventual champs the year before last in Milwaukee. Like, Sean in Washington, D.C., what do you do?
Two things. First of all, Keyshawn, last week when I called you about being at the party of Biggie Smalls, I ain't out you about who you was waiting for when you was at Hotel Nico. I ain't out you. I don't know if Jay told you that. I didn't say who you was waiting for.
Sean. I told you. I said that's a good call
there.
He didn't put you on blast.
The streets
that's
are talking and Sean is listening.
No, I know you didn't out me, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Okay, okay,
loving
cool.
that, Sean. So I wasn't married then anyway, but I appreciate it.
On principle.
here's the thing about KD. They play with Kyrie's money, right? So Kyrie goes to L.A. What if KD say he wants out and they trade him back to Golden State for James Wiseman, Jordan Poole, and some more assets?
Nah, man.
Nah.
That's a wild one there.
I'm going to need more than that, too, for KD.
If I'm KD, I'm not going back to the Bay.
No, they
I'm not. I am not. After
especially
leaving
two years
and they just won it, and I'm going to run back. Oh, hell no. You think them calling them cupcake was bad before?
Oh. Yeah. That's a whole bunch of frosting on that cupcake.
Yeah, if he would ever, well, maybe not.
Dana in Richmond, what you got? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
I got that now we dealing with this microwave era where after a year or two, everybody want to change and switch up. Get it next another year. Let's see what they're going to do with Ben Simmons and see if it can work then. y'all want to get rid of KD and Kyrie. They haven't even played with the whole team.
Nah, Dana, we don't want to get rid of them. Max wants
no,
to
no,
get rid
what
of
I did, what I said was, yeah, I want to explore the possibility of what Sean Marks might be thinking. I actually agree with you, Dana and Richmond, that if you have KD, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, Joe Harris, Seth Curry, you ought to be able to kill the game. You should beat everybody if they could stay healthy.
Go ahead, Dana. You had a second point, brother.
The last point is, y'all need to change the name of the show from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max to Keyshawn, J. Will, and If. Because, Max, you kill me with all these ifs. If.
You're saying if we change the name, you would like it?
if was
Jose,
a fifth.
Jose, it's true. I love the if.
You do love
Yeah,
it.
Because why are you getting tied down to just what is?
You're safe. You're very safe. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Doesn't have to worry.
Yeah, if.
If.
You're very pristine.
If. Jose in New York, you got 30 seconds.
Hey, man, I raised their Kyrie issue, and I'll raise them Doc Gooden, Daryl Strawberry, Keith Hernandez, and Lenny Dykstra. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some crazy personalities out there, but if you're the second team in a two-team spot like New York, and you're trying to be relevant and win, you better keep your talent and you deal with the personality.
This is a great point Jose is making. The 86 Mets took over the town. He just brought up all the guys. They had crazy personalities. They kept it together. They added veterans, made it work. Even the veterans were a little nuts. The Nets have a chance to take over from the Knicks for a while at least, and they have all the talent on the team. Why would you move on from it? Jay asked a question earlier. He's going to answer it. Is one championship enough for the Nets? Keyshawn, Jay Willen, if. More next.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.